niggas off me. Live while you're talking good off me.
Pardon the technical difficulties.
What's good, everyone? You are now listening, actually, to Andres's Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Let's go. Oi, galera. Oi, gente. Bem-vindos à Sexta dos Crias, distorcendo tudo. I wanted to play this DJ Ramon Sucesso Twitter clip randomly. Because I've been practicing my Portuguese, taking Portuguese 11. Shout out. Real music right there. We need to bring him to Tufts. I don't know how. I need to collab with like Apple Jam and Brasa and WMFO, Melismo. We need to get everyone in there. Get him on campus somehow. It needs to happen. Like, I'm sure a sizable proportion of the Tufts student body would be in favor. But anyway, let's get into what I have planned for y'all. Got some cool stuff. Especially the first song, I know this dropped in the summer. It's called Flawed Angel by DJ Cam Girl, which is a Vape Error's side project. Very awesome. I've been thinking about side projects lately. Maybe perhaps cooking up an article about the importance of side projects for musicians, for Melisma, if necessary. Might leave it for next semester, though, so I can get sent off on one last article. But after that, we have Ocho Jeans by Agustin Fortnay, 2008. And then after that, we're going back to the Gabber, of course, with Inside the Rhythm by DJ Wax Weasel and DJ Delirium. Very nice. Let's get into it.
Let's rock out the boys!
No soy Fernan, pero estoy fumando gas. No soy Hitler, pero estoy fumando gas. Gas, gas.
DJ fuma
gas. Solo puedes entrar, bitch. Tengo un shin, dos shin, tres shin, cuatro shin, cinco shin, seis shin, siete shins, ocho shins. Tengo puesto ocho shins. Tengo puesto ocho shins. Ocho shins. Tengo puesto ocho shins. En la del pavo, porque solo quiero pavo. Si amo la compadre, me estoy más asustado. Soy muy de verdad, música al dinabo. Salgo a la calle con mis ocho shins. Con mis ocho shins. ¿Vos entendés? Tengo ocho shins. Ya, ya, tengo ocho shins. Solo esta bitch. Tengo un shin, dos shin, tres shin, cuatro shin, cinco shin, seis shin, siete shins, ocho shins. Tengo puesto ocho shins. Tengo puesto ocho shins. Ocho shins. Tengo puesto ocho shins.
Perras.
Legalice la heroína.
Never blushing.
Original.
cause I'm original. In my own right, it's dope cause I'm original.
Welcome back. So, we all heard was Flood Angel by DJ Camgirl, followed by Ocho Jeans by Agus for the Night, 2008. And then you just heard Inside the Rhythm by DJ Wax Weasel and DJ Delirium. Absolute banger. I love that one. Let's see. What did I want to say? I don't know. I feel like I'm not very good at coming up with this improv and just coming up with the random topics besides what I've been playing. I don't know, I feel like it feels strange talking into the void about things about me. It feels... I don't know. Something's wrong. I need to be bouncing off ideas with someone. I'm gonna bring in a guest next time, for sure, for sure. But anyway... I actually saw Chai, let's see, when was this? On Sunday. It was awesome. Absolutely incredible. Here at the Crystal Ballroom. I'm going to play one of their songs right up next. It's called Para Para Para, off of their self-titled album, which is their latest one. Pretty good, pretty good. It's pretty good stuff. I don't think it compares to Wink in terms of how consistent it is, but it is still very, very good. And... honestly, like, they're some of the best live performers, in my opinion. Like, for me, it's, like, Chai and JPEG Mafia. And I don't know who else I could put up there. But those two, for sure, are in the top three. Like, they're just made for that. Like, I first saw Chai back in November of 2022 in Chile, actually, at Primavera Sound Santiago. And they were the first act I saw that day. It was a super stacked day. And, like... I was just blown away. Like, it was just like what live music should be. Like, I was just so happy. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It was just a euphoric moment. And here at the Crystal Ballroom, it was like even better because it was like more intimate. I was just like right there in front of them, and it was just awesome. Like, just as good, if not better, than the first time I saw them. Like, their outfits are always on point, like, incredible. They're super out there, like, super fun, super charismatic, and I would highly recommend listening to them and seeing them live if they ever come back. But yeah, Chai, they're awesome. Like, I actually basically cried tears of joy at the concert this past Sunday. They were just so good. But I'll let the music be talking. They kind of like shifted in direction, because I first heard one of their songs in like 2019 or something. It was called Fashionista off the album Punk. It was like more rocky, more rock, pop, not pop punk, but like still rock mixed in with some elements of like pop, especially the vocals. And then they kind of shifted into more of like a neo soul, R&B, still have those pops and pop kind of vibes. But it's awesome. They're pioneering this whole movement called Neo Kawaii. They're kind of like, I guess, redefining what the cute music is. But it's great stuff. But after Chai, we've got some D-Train bringing back the that 80s sound with I'll Do Anything. I mean, when I say bringing back the 80s sound, I mean me physically playing a song from the 80s. Not that D-Train is a new artist doing an old style. But then after that, we've got BJB, which stands for Black James Bond, parentheses Idris Elba, by Merlin Wood, formerly of Brockhampton, off of his new EP, Dirty Thunder, which has a kind of like pen and pixel type album cover. Pretty good stuff. Honestly, this was probably the best song off of there. There's some other like standout songs on there, but yeah, I'd say this one's probably the best. I think Merlin's output as of late has been somewhat hit or miss, but yeah, I'm excited to see what Kevin Abstract does as well with his new album Blanket. He has like a more rock direction that he's been taking. He's been naming Nirvana a lot as an inspiration, so it'll be interesting, kind of grungy vibes on off of that. But Don McLennan also, he seems to be working. So I'm interested what he can do. I think he's going to be more occupying that kind of like underground, left field, like Earl Sweatshirt, Mike, like who else? Z Loopers. Not necessarily Z Loopers, but that kind of like, that kind of vibe. Earl Sweatshirt, underground stuff, Wiki, Navy Blue. I think he's going to operate in that sort of lane, which will be cool to see. But yeah, I'm also excited to see what Merlin can do. He's been teasing a lot of snippets, so I hope he can put something good together. Because Dirty Thunder was like, all right, but I want to see a full-length project. See it if he can carry it all the way through. But I've been talking too much. Let's get into Para Para by Chai, followed by I'll Do Anything by D-Train, and then BJB by Merlin Wood.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, welcome back. So y'all heard Para Para by Chai, followed by I'll Do Anything by D-Train, and then BJB Idris Elba by Merlin Wood. Merlin! I think he really shines on those kind of beats, those like really aggressive ones. Like, he can just show his energy, he's like super good for that. But he's also quite versatile, and a lot of people like overlooked this about him. You listen to songs like, I don't know, Tanya or like Milk, you can get really, really vulnerable and yeah, just like speak his mind. Like, honestly, Merlin, he's underappreciated. People just see him as like the hype guy, but like, as I said, he can do more than that. He is very, very capable, and I'm excited to see what he has in store for us in the future. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, for that D-Train song, it was actually sampled in a pop-up song, the Brazilian producer, Keeping Your Love. I played that song in the show before, I think. And then earlier, when I played the LaToya Jackson, that song was sampled on My Love by Snowshoe, which I played on my show a long time ago. Probably like, maybe freshman year? Maybe? Sophomore year? I don't even remember. But yeah, that was a while back. But anyway, let's see. Oh, this is gonna be a good little run we have here. We have Baroque by Yabujin, followed by Vamos Fuder, bad word, by DJ Ramemis, and then Hello Kitty by the Curry, Hello Kitty, by Baby Mint, which is a group that like technically is in like what they call pre-debut. They haven't actually become like a real group yet. Because they're actually part of a Taiwanese TV show. It's like a survival show or something. And I think the way it's set up is like they have these like groups. One of them's Baby Mint, obviously. And then they compete, and then like the winner gets to like basically become like an actual group with like support from I guess like the company that runs the show or something. Kind of wild, all these like idol shows that they have, and like the way they form groups. Like, there's like Twice, who was formed through a survival group, but it was like only trainees from like their own company, JYP. And then there's groups like right now, like Kepler, who are active, who were formed through a show where like anyone from any company can come in. And then they have like, what is it, 9 girls from like however many companies. And like that, those groups are destined to be like temporary. You get like one, I think they have like a 4-year contract or something, then it's like donezo. But there have been rumors about them extending it, but that probably unlikely. We've seen very successful groups like that, like IZ*ONE, I think, for example, were formed in a similar manner. And they were super, super successful, but they couldn't avoid the fact that they all came from like different companies, and they had to split up after that initial contract was over. But also, like, these like shows are always like wrapped in like controversy, and like they're like, it's been proven that like the IZ*ONE was like rigged or something. It's like kind of wild. But yeah, let's get into this Yabujin. I love that like producer tag that he has, like just like distorted, like Yabujin. But I've talked about Yabujin before. I played like 3 songs with the last episode or something. But it's crazy. I need to get into like the lore. He's like a real world builder. I really respect it. Kind of like, I think Kevin Abstract right now is like a world builder that I really admire as well. The stories he crafts through different mediums, like music videos, short films, like that's what a true artist is. Like, I really respect it, and I really love getting into that sort of like lore and the storylines. Very interesting. So there's some in K-pop as well, like obviously the Lunaverse, but that's like very complicated, and I don't even know the beyond like the surface level for that, but I respect that as well. I think more artists should do that and try to create meaningful worlds that people actually care about, because I don't know, I feel like maybe some of them have like a little something here and there, some like alter egos or whatever, but in the grand scheme of things, it's just like I don't know, most people don't know about them or don't care. And, like, it doesn't really matter to, like, their overall output as an artist. But I think it would be interesting to see that from more people. And I'm really glad Kevin Abstract is, like, getting back into that. Like, I need to watch that new video he put out, Gum. I feel like it'll be important to the this whole thing he's got going on with, like, Lucky Edwards. He has this, like, place in his little, like, universe that he's creating called Lucky Edwards, which is sort of, like, equivalent of a Chuck E. Cheese. And kind of seems like the theme with his new album is going to be, like, childhood fears. And, like, we've got the Chuck E. Cheese Lucky Edwards in the mix there. And, like, creepypastas and just, like, childhood in general. So I'm super excited to see what he has cooked up there. And I'm just going to be watching Gum probably after this. So, he posted it on YouTube not too long ago. But anyway, let's get into Baroque by Yabujin.
Que o calor tá demais. Piscininha amor, piscininha amor, piscininha amor.
Papai quer foder, papai quer foder.
Papai quer fuder, 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 pap We keep it robots and my great default to good happen. So gotta say hello, kitty ball, gotta go bim 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 bim. Hey, made him go to eat and shoot. Bounce to dead and drunk, crash you with the tie. Hey, y'all don't hush, book it done. Let the pick it on the wrong side. You gonna realize I'ma give you my best side. Take the minute and sing like the jeans. Die, baby, what a life, why don't we tell tension zai? Toss we on the bike, just some shy, never mind.
Bala jacali, quite the pingo pie.
Match it, sing quite a night. How tonight, is she like, baby, what you want?
Give me
Banger, 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 banger. So y'all heard Baroque by Yapogen, followed by Ramo Fu there by DJ Ramemis. I'm trying to figure out how to censor that, but I don't think it really matters because it's in Portuguese. And who's going to call me out for that? At 12:44. And then y'all heard Hello Kitty Balakari, Hello Kitty by Baby Mint. Shout out. But I don't know, not too much to say there. Talked about Yapogen. Then DJ Ramemis, I wanted to talk about this album, Saint Limites. Yes. Absolute banger. Funk 150 BPM. I need to get more into it. But it's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I just love the fast pace and just like all the, like the crazy samples and stuff. Like, they're on some other stuff down there. Crazy, crazy. I need to go back to Brazil. I haven't been since I was like a little baby, so I don't even remember it. But it would be awesome. Practice my Portuguese. But anyway, let's get into the next one. I have some good stuff lined up. We've got some Vombi Krav, some French, I guess Gabber, new style Gabber producer, with Casdemur off of his album 100% Bibi. It has one of the rawest album covers of all time. Y'all should look it up. That's 100% Bibi. 100% Bibi. Absolutely crazy. Followed by Wash by Miki Matsubara, who is more famous for her song Stay With Me, I believe. Yeah, Mayo Nako no Door / Stay With Me. I'm sure y'all have heard that one. People revived that a lot on quite a bit on TikTok. But I knew about it before because I'm cool. I'm cool like that. Yeah. Shout out Future Funk. Absolutely fundamental. Foundational to my internet music taste. And after that, we have a dope song called Coco Rico by Nano Ray off his album Delta PP, which actually fairly recently put on Spotify, I think. I know it was like an older release, but apparently it is a few years old. But this song's crazy. Nano Ray's cool. He's from like Nebraska or something. Probably has nothing to do out there. So he's always just banging out tunes all day. Like, he's a fairly prolific producer. So I need to listen to stuff on Bandcamp as well. There's some stuff on there that's not on Spotify. So, yeah. Let's get into Casdemur by Vombi Krav. My gosh, I can't believe it's 12:47 already. Let's get into it and see what we can end out on. I have a couple different options. Let's get into it. Hold up. I played a PSA, right? Yeah, I'm good.
Je fais la doublure. La hache fait la doublure. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, y'all. Y'all heard Casimir by Von Bukharov, followed by Wash by Miki Matsubara, and then Cocorico by Nano Ray. It has been a pleasure talking to y'all, listening to some music. And yeah, this has been Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thanks very much for tuning in. If you tuned in for the whole 2 hours, you're a real WMFO soldier. And I think I'm going to close out with a Dragon with a Pirate Hat On by Macabre Plaza. So thank you all very much for listening. I'll be here next week, same time, same place. Y'all know where to find me. Good night.